And we have her. Here she is,
Hi,
Joni Sledge from
how
Sister Sledge. Hi, Joni. How
are
are
you?
you?
I'm great, how are you?
Good. You know something? I love this CD.
Oh,
I just heard it
thank
for the
you.
first time, and
Really?
this is great stuff.
Thank you very much.
I'm surprised it's not already overwhelming charts. I know you're doing well overseas.
Well, actually, it hasn't really been released, kind of test marketed it. We're still working on it. And we submitted it to the Grammys just to see what would happen, and it got 7 semifinalist nominations.
Really?
Yeah, so we're going to repackage it and release it soon.
I like it a lot.
Well, thank you so much.
And one of the things that I was intrigued by was the fact that you wrote a lot of the songs on it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, some of them are really special songs.
Well, thank
Walking in the
you.
Light, the first song on the CD, has tons of commercial potential,
Well, thank you.
as does Love's Abyss and a number of
Oh.
them, World Rise and Shine.
Well, thank
I
you.
like the last one, the Cry Song.
Cry for Soweto.
Yeah, and the Thank You song is really cool too.
Well, thank
Some
you.
great music on the
Well,
CD. I think that it's an undiscovered jewel, and I'm going to be the man who finds it in the United States.
that would be wonderful.
Just call me the Lewis and Clark Expedition. I'm out there hiking new ground.
I like the sound of that.
Well, Joni, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and I now know everything about you because I've done a ton of research on you today.
You have
Yes, I
on the
did.
net.
I know, yeah, on the net, there's so much
Some
stuff
of
out there,
that's
it's
true and some
amazing.
isn't.
I know all your family and the history. And I find it, I'm always amazed when I talk to people on the show of where you get your talent. A lot of people, it's hard to identify. For you, easy to identify. Your grandmother, your mother, your father, all in the fine arts and creative arts.
That's true. I am so blessed to have come from such a creative family.
You won in the
My
gene
mother was an
pool.
opera singer.
Yeah, your grandmother was a very well-known opera singer.
And my dad was the first African American on Broadway, actually.
Kiss Me, Kate.
Yeah, you do know your
Yep.
history here.
Your father, Edwin, was a tap dancer.
Yes.
And your mother, Flo, who I just spoke with a moment ago,
Yeah.
movie actress and dancer.
She sure was.
So you have obviously got that, and you have what they call good genes. Designer
Entertainment
genes.
genes.
Now, it's interesting to know there's five daughters, right? You have five sisters altogether, right?
Yes.
And originally, four of you stuck with the music thing. Carol left.
Yes.
She wanted to be a teacher.
Yeah, I think that's pretty admirable.
Yeah, it is. I'm not sure if it was the smartest move she ever made, but hey, if she's happy doing it, that's all that counts, right?
and she's a really good teacher, too.
Now, is Kathy gone from the group too now?
No, actually, it's interesting, but Kathy, Kim, and Debbie are now touring, and I am kind of doing some other special things for
Oh,
the moment.
really?
I mean, we always do some stuff together, but the three of them are touring as Sister Sledge right now, and I kind of pop in and out because I've been doing some other really interesting things.
Like what?
Well, right now I'm opening in a play that starts tomorrow. I mean, tonight, actually. Tonight's the opening night.
Wow.
And it's a play it's called Brother, Brother, Stop, and it's actually based on a song that I wrote against gang violence. It's kind of like a West Side Story meets Touched by an Angel play. I think it's really, really powerful.
Wow.
And also, I am putting together with a group of business people here in Arizona, believe it or not, a new music network called Tilt TV.
Tilt TV?
Yeah,
And
and
there's gonna
yeah,
be
it's
another
gonna be,
cable network?
yeah, and it's gonna be a combination of mainstream music and gospel and a lot of positive stuff.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I'm
The
real
world
excited
needs some
about it.
positive stuff. I think there's enough of this
Yeah,
M&M stuff out there to
I
choke a
know,
horse.
I know. I can't take looking at publishing word charts. They're really kind of depressing.
I don't
Four
understand.
letter words out there.
Yeah, I don't like that stuff myself, and I don't like some of the things that the kids are emulating nowadays, you
I
know?
know.
It's a bad example.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I hate to say it, but if you look at Jerry Springer, and they don't even know that they're not normal.
No,
It's
they
like
think
a
that.
result of our kids without guidance, and it's pretty scary.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Jerry himself, who's been on the show a number of times, knows that it shouldn't be taken seriously, and he's not exactly proud of what he puts out. But
Really?
America is fascinated by all this stuff. I mean, look at the success of Survivor and all these shows, and
I
you
know.
know,
The real life stuff.
intelligence is going out the door, and you know, I don't know what it is. Exploitation stuff is just becoming the rage.
I do think people will have a penchant for stuff that's real, though, good or bad. If it's real, they feel that.
Yeah, that real stuff started actually with the show Cops.
Did it?
Has gone on
Yeah,
from
you're
there.
right.
That was the first
Didn't it?
reality TV show.
How about it?
Now, obviously, we all know Sister Sledge from many songs. Of course, We Are Family became huge with the Pittsburgh Pirates in 1979. What was that like to have Willie Stargell kind of adopt the song and take it all the way through the World Series?
It was the most phenomenal thing in the world. I mean, we were actually in Europe when that was going on, and we were just following the papers, the International Herald Tribune, and we were looking at all these people, and Willie Stargell had adopted the song. We were just so thrilled, but we were so upset that we couldn't be there, so they let us throw the first ball the next season.
Yeah, that was an amazing thing, and of course
it
your song.
Was.
Yeah, it's interesting that We Are Family was also re-released in 1985 in England, and it went gold all over again.
It's gone gold like six times in
yeah.
six different countries.
Oh, it's a real catchy tune.
I'm just so glad it's our tune. It keeps us working. Really, the song won't die. I think it'll be here when we're gone.
Well, it's interesting. People always say, and in fact, we've been getting tons of emails that we've been advertising you coming on. And they all say, well, don't forget another song that was number one before that, He's the Greatest Dancer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people kind of forget that because We Are Family became number one also. But both of those songs were number one on the R&B charts and number two on the pop charts.
Well, I tell you, He's the Greatest Dancer was also redone again by Will Smith in that song, Get Jiggy With It.
That's right, yeah.
They actually sampled part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song. And everywhere we go, all over the world, there's always at least one greatest dancer. I mean, somebody that just knows he's all that, girl or boy. And they just jump up on stage, and I think it's incredible. I love to see people dance.
Let's talk about a little bit about your grandmother, Viola, who is the opera singer. She actually had you guys touring when you were little kids, like
yeah.
7, 5, 4, and 3 and everything, and going around the world as Mrs. Williams' granddaughters.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, do you remember back on those days?
I sure do. Are you kidding me? Every year we did what she called a rose tea. It was something she put on with her church. And it was this big banquet, and Grandma taught us how to harmonize. She had beautiful, beautiful voice. I think we really just got that real keen appreciation for music from her. Yeah.
Did you always know that you guys would stick together and be a family act, or were there other considerations? I mean, all of you folks went to school and
yeah.
stayed in school. I know that was something that was emphasized in your family.
Mm-hmm.
But did you feel that you'd be able to make a living at this?
You know what? It's a privilege, because we never set out to do it. It was just something that kind of evolved. Just like our grandmother, us singing in church, us touring with her. And, you know, eventually our mom became our manager. And we did it in between, on the weekends and during college. And every time I think about the fact that we can actually make money doing something that we love, I just feel like I am so blessed, because it's just something that we are lucky that we can do and that we all enjoy it, so why should we give it up?
Well, that's true. But
yeah.
I mean, it's amazing when things work out the way they do, though.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's not without its problems. We have our ups and downs, mostly husbands that want to manage. We've gone through that. But we all have different individual goals, too, and nobody's suppressed. And so I think that's the best way to do it.
Well, when you think about it, I mean, Kim and Debbie and everybody that's out there is touring right now, is it something that, you know, do they get upset that you're not there with them, or do they just understand it and say, hey, you go, girl, and do what you're doing?
No, they don't get upset. I mean, for a while, Cass was doing a whole solo thing, and Deb, Kim, and I toured for, I don't know, 7 years without Cass. And then for a while, it was me, Cass, and Kim, and Deb took off some time. I think it's good that there are four of us. We can kind of do that.
But you do a lot of the lead singing, though, so they must miss you a little bit on the road.
Well, you know, we're all excellent lead singers. My sisters are really good singers. They don't miss me. I miss them, I think.
Well, the newest CD that I have in my hand, you do a lot of the lead singing on it.
Yeah, I do. That CD is kind of really special to me. I went to on a trip to Africa to a summit there in Zimbabwe, and I think it just really affected me. And I came back with a lot of different rhythms in my head and different stories that I wanted to tell. And we're also doing a TV special called Voice of Family Ties. We're working on that now, and a lot of that has to that infiltrate some African culture and art in it. So I think that's how that CD was born.
I think that you put it very well on the CD. Talking about Africa is an extraordinary experience, a soul connection like nectar for a newfound thirst.
Well, thank you. That's true. Felt dehydrated.
Yeah, I'm one of these people who actually reads liner notes.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I'm impressed.
Well, there's another thing that you wrote here, too, and you mentioned the Lord Jesus Christ and said that without your cherished centering, we'd be like any other leaf blowing in the wind. How important is it to be centered, and not just through religion, but I guess through family?
I think it's probably the most important thing in your life, because being centered, if you don't know where you are or who you are, I don't think you know where to go. And I think that has been very nurturing for us, as well as building and shaping to us, being centered in Christ and in family, I guess. You're right. My grandma was responsible for that, too. She's always praying for us.
Yeah, she was responsible for a lot of things for you folks.
I know. I miss her so much. I remember once we were in Paris performing, and she was with us because she used to tour with us all the time. And we called her out on stage, and we introduced her, and she grabbed the mic and just started rattling off in French, and everybody just went wild. And we had no idea she could speak French. She was like that. She was great.
She could surprise you, huh?
Yeah.
How involved is your mom in your career at this point?
Well, she's not... I think she's probably our chief supporter right now. She's kind of not so much involved in the business end of it anymore. And I think she's enjoying grandchildren. She's got 15.
15?
I know. Wow. Between us, we have 15 kids. Is that amazing?
Wow. And how many do you have, Joni?
One.
And how old is your one?
Mine's 7.
Boy or girl?
A boy.
And any musical talent?
Yeah, actually, he loves the drums. He drives me nuts, but he loves playing drums, and he loves to sing.
7-year-olds is a good age. I have a daughter who's 6 and a son who's 9. So.
Oh, do you?
I'm right in that area. Now, does he play sports as well?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? You got to keep a boy busy. He plays all sports.
Yeah,
hockey and tennis and baseball.
I keep telling my kids, take up golf. You know, be a Tiger Woods. None of them like golf, unfortunately.
I know. I don't
my son likes football.
There's not enough patience unless you're there with them every day.
It's an amazing thing, kids. There, change everything. But so you have plenty of nieces and nephews.
I sure do. I do. I have beautiful nieces and nephews. They're so sweet. Yeah, we get along really good. It's kind of nice because we can kind of take care of each other's kids when we have to.
So the play starts tonight. Are you a little nervous?
A little, yeah. I am a little nervous. I just want to put up that fourth wall and block out everybody. That's the difference between doing a play and performing as an entertainer, a singer. When you're a singer, you just want to draw the audience right there with you. And when you're doing a play, you got to block them out totally.
Yeah, because you get energized by the crowd at a concert.
Yeah, and you want them right there. You want to look in their eyes and have them with you.
Yeah, they don't make any noise. You're in big trouble.
Right.
They just sit on their hands.
Like, come on now.
Yeah, it's like I used to do comedy at the Comedy Store in L.A. You're sitting there on stage and no one's laughing. It's the loneliest feeling in the world.
Oh, my goodness. Did you say you did a stand-up act?
Yesterday, yeah.
Get out. And was that hard?
It was very hard, especially when my jokes were lousy.
Oh, no.
But I used to do impressions, and that used to get people. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, you had to get something to get people, because people just sit there and listen to you when you're doing jokes, and if they don't laugh, it's so...
I can't even imagine.
I'm thinking back of the pain now, and I'm suffering again. So now you were mentioning that the plans for this CD. You're thinking about re-releasing it now. I
Yes.
noticed that my copy's on Fahrenheit Records. Are you
Right.
going to be releasing it on the same label?
Probably not. But we are really good friends with Fahrenheit Records, and we may do some kind of joint venture on it with another, major like Warner.
That might be a good idea
Yeah,
for the
the
distribution
distribution
end
is
of it
really
anyway.
important.
Yeah, you need the distribution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to ask you about the same thing I ask everybody I have on here about the internet. And I actually looked up Sister Sledge, and there's tons of stuff on there, but I did not see sistersledge.com listed anywhere.
It is. We do have
You do?
sistersledge.com. It's
Excuse
tied into Vibetree.
me.
Vibetree International Entertainment. Vibetree.com. That's
Okay.
the name of our company. V like in.
Vibetree.com.
Right,
Okay.
it's on the record label too, but and there's a lot of information on there about the Tilt TV thing that we're doing.
See, I actually found something from Brian Gannon Management.
Brian Gannon.
Yeah, out in England.
You know, Brian Gannon, I'm glad you brought that up, and I hope somebody's listening because we have to go after him. He's kind of doing that on his own
Oh, really?
without our permission.
Oh.
Yep.
Says Europe's leading agency for nostalgia bands and groups.
And
Call
he
to
has
book
us
Sister
listed down
Sledge.
there?
Hmm?
Are we listed down there?
Yeah.
Got
You
a
sure are.
number?
Sister Sledge.
I'll look him up.
Yeah, I got his phone number if you want to call him and harass
Was
him.
it BrianGannon.com?
No, Brian Gannon Management. I don't even know. It's under www.entertainment-net.com.
Entertainment.net.
That's no dot in there. Entertainment and like a little
Dash
dash.
net.
Dot
Dot com.
net.com, yeah.
Oh yeah, we'll be in touch with Brian. I remember
You
him
have a lawyer,
from.
give him a call right away.
I will call him right away. I'm glad you called me.
But I mean, it's interesting to note that a lot of acts, if you've ever had a number one song or a number two song, you're listed in all these companies because I don't know, what they do. They just put them all in there, you know?
Yeah, I think they do. I think they
Because I
do.
had the Grassroots on, and the guy was like, "I never heard of these people before." I'm like,
Wow.
okay, he's booking you. No,
Yeah,
he's
he's
not.
booking us. Well, who's he booking?
It has a nice biography of
Whoa,
you
that's
up there, though.
interesting, huh?
And every biography is different, too, which is interesting. They all
I
have different
know.
information.
I think somebody had us as a group from the 50s or something. I'm going, man, I was two in the 60s. I don't know how that happened.
This one talks about your biggest international hit, Frankie.
Oh, well, Frankie was huge in Europe.
Really?
It was like six times gold. Stayed on the British charts for 15 weeks at number one, and it wasn't even a hit here at all.
Yeah, I never even heard of it.
I know.
Wow.
Called Frankie.
But you never know. I mean, you've toured all over the place, and we talked about Africa, but you guys were really big in Japan as well, right?
Yeah, Japan is a wonderful place to perform. It really
And
is. You should see the Japanese greatest dancers. Oh, they're the most interesting, I will say.
And also, I understand you guys actually had your own television show in Italy.
Yeah, we did. We had a television show there, and it was really interesting because it was kind of like a space odyssey show, and we had to wear these really strange costumes all the time. But it was fun. It was right in Rome. It was really fun, and we didn't do a lot of talking in Italian.
A lot of
Mostly
singing,
music.
a lot of music.
Yeah.
Kind of like the monkeys of Italy.
Yeah, maybe.
In space costumes. Well, folks, if you want some information on this CD, you can just check it out at vibetree.com on the internet, and also information on the new network. And when that comes online, we want to know about it, and maybe we'll talk to you again at that point.
You know what? I'd be delighted.
And I would be delighted to talk to you. It's a pleasure. I'm glad we connected.
Me too. Thanks so much,
All
Mark.
right, Joni, take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.